Let me ask you also where things stand right now with HER2 positive, amplified, but maybe mutant also, colorectal cancer, where we are today in terms of how often this occurs and what we know about interventions. And I'm really interested to hear about the new SWOG study looking at that.
Well, thank you for asking that. So we've been working on developing a study in SWOG for the last year or so, and we finally managed to negotiate a lot of issues, including with the FDA. So this study should open up in the next 2 weeks. It's SWOG 1613. So what we know is that about 4 to 5% of colorectal cancer overexpresses HER2, and it's probably a negative risk factor like in breast cancer. I mean, there's a lot of preclinical data and some clinical data to suggest that. Additionally, we know that most of these will be RAS wild type. There's very few HER2 overexpressed patients in the RAS mutated group. So if you look at it that you take the half of the colon cancer patients that have RAS wild type, now we're talking about maybe 10% that would be HER2 overexpressing. So that's a reasonable group to study. In Europe, they did a multi-center phase 2 study of 27 patients, the Heracles study, where they used trastuzumab and lapatinib, and it looked like the response rate was 30%, and another 30% more or less had stable disease. So some real benefit for heavily pretreated patients. In the SWOG study, we're looking for second or third line patients that have not had cetuximab previously, and those patients will be randomized to a control arm of irinotecan and cetuximab for the RAS wild type group, as you know, all of them will be RAS wild type, and the experimental arm will be a combination of trastuzumab and pertuzumab, so that they'll get a double antibody blockade of HER2. And we're going to be enrolling 100 patients, and it'll be a controlled trial, very similar to the BRAF study we recently completed. And we hope that will give a lot of really solid controlled evidence as to the benefit of treating this patient group specifically with therapy targeted to their HER2.
I'm curious why you all chose to use pertuzumab and trastuzumab in breast cancer. That's not too effective unless you add chemo to it first. What about that?
Right. Well, of course, we don't have clinical data to suggest one thing over the other. However, we haven't seen a lot of benefit either with lapatinib, and I think that the kind of general feeling was that this was probably the best way to target the pathway.
You mentioned the Heracles study looking at lapatinib, trastuzumab. Have you yourself utilized it? I don't even know if you can access these drugs. Have you treated any patients with this approach?
I haven't. We haven't been systematically screening for HER2, though we started in the last couple months.
Now, what about HER2 mutations? You hear a lot about that in lung cancer. I'm starting to hear a little bit about that in breast cancer. What about in colorectal cancer?
Yeah, once in a while you can find an actual point mutation in HER2 that's an activating mutation. These drugs should be equally effective. They're not specifically excluded if they have overexpressed protein. So it's just in this particular study, they have to qualify on the IHC test.
And when you talk about overexpression, is it the same as breast cancer, IHC 3 or FISH greater than 2?
Yes. And we just submitted all the data to the FDA for an investigational device exemption.
Just to clarify, though, you're not impressed enough with the Heracles result to actually try to use it, or you think you couldn't get it paid for, or what do you think?
Well, I think that it's an equally valid way to approach, you know, the blockade of this pathway, kind of with a vertical pathway versus dual antibody targeting. So I don't know that one's better than the other, but this is just a study we were able to support in the U.S.